The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So, hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is
Reflections on Homestead and the 2013 season from a NASCAR fan's view. There's not a whole lot left to say that hasn't been said by every talking head and writer about the NASCAR 2013 Sprint Cup season, but this fan does want to reflect on this latest year in the NASCAR history books. Well, that is, everything has been said up to Homestead. I don't intend to make this a long, drawn-out affair, but I do have a few things that need to be said. At the beginning of the year, I was a little skeptical of the Gen 6 car and was outspoken about it in the racing as I saw it. To begin with, the racing was a little questionable, and it seemed that possibly they were holding back a bit. In reality, it turns out they just weren't familiar enough with how the Gen 6 was going to react, and they didn't push the envelope until later on in the season. It was a definite. The more they learned about it, the faster all of them went. As the year progressed, the racing got better, and I didn't check these facts, but I think that 19 track records were broken. That says a lot about the Gen 6 car, and as a NASCAR fan, I have to admit, it is very competitive. I still don't like the fact that the Gen 6 car performs better out in the clean air than it does even one car back from the leader. It goes back to the old situation of aero tightness, and unfortunately, it yields an advantage to the person that gets out front. That, along with the tires that Goodyear introduced this year, did make for some interesting finishes. I don't want to belabor the point, but I do want to say that overall, this fan was pleased with the performance of the Gen 6 car. I guess I'm one of those fans that thinks NASCAR does a great job when it comes to how they manage their sport. Although I don't agree with everything that happens in every call they make, I do think they do a good job and have done a good job over the years. If we wanted to focus on the negative side, I'm sure we could all find things that are wrong with NASCAR and the calls the governing body makes on race day. When it comes right down to it, though, they are relatively consistent, and I do think the calls they make are to protect the sport more than anything else. As a statement, that will probably draw some heat from some avid NASCAR fans, but I'm not very concerned about that in actuality. I'm a NASCAR fan, I have my opinions, and other NASCAR fans have their opinions, and they are definitely entitled to them. Personally, I'm glad that NASCAR is as consistent as it is, and I'm glad they maintain things the way they do. Does that mean there isn't room for change at times? Not at all, but it means that generally they don't make knee-jerk decisions, and when a change needs to be made or a mistake needs to be recognized, they are more than willing to take the heat. Several things will be changing in the coming year. Ken Schrader is retiring, and where and what Jeff Burton, Bobby Labonte, and Mark Martin end up and will do remains to be seen. I know that Ken Schrader will continue on in racing, but NASCAR will miss him. As for Jeff Burton and Bobby Labonte, I'm sure they will be around for a while longer in some form or other in NASCAR, and we all know how many times Mark Martin has mentioned he was going to retire but didn't. I wouldn't want to leave Juan Pablo Montoya out of the discussion because he is leaving NASCAR Sprint Cup. I'm sure we haven't heard the last of him, even though we probably won't hear too much more of him in NASCAR Sprint Cup. There are changes coming in the rules for 2014, and it will be interesting to see how those affect the competition. I'm not sure I understand all of them yet, and I'm in no hurry to understand them either. Time will tell, as it always does when it comes to NASCAR. Personally, I'm glad they're willing to make changes that will, hopefully, make the racing better and just as competitive, or even more so. In fact, that's one thing that makes me look forward to the new season. Change is usually a good thing, and it makes things more interesting. Now that the season is over and NASCAR heads to Vegas for a week of celebrating and crowning the champion and the awards banquet, everyone gets to take a little break, celebrate the Christmas holidays, catch their breath, and then get right back to it in a couple of months. I know I intend to take a little break, and you probably won't hear from me again until February of 2014, unless some really interesting breaking news happens. There are a lot of changes to think about, and there will be many changes in the coming year, whether it be drivers changing teams, crew chiefs going elsewhere, or them joining a new team. From this fan's view, 2014 could be one of the best years yet for NASCAR fans and NASCAR in general. I know I look forward to it, but I am thankful for the break, and I intend to enjoy the holidays with my family, much as I know many of you and many in NASCAR will also. In closing, I want to offer my opinion of the final race at Homestead for the championship. When it comes to Homestead and the championship run of Jimmy Johnson, he did exactly what he needed to do to win his sixth NASCAR Sprint Cup championship. As many others have said in recent days, it's hard to argue with greatness. I don't think he's finished winning championships, and definitely not finished winning races. How many will he win? Well, that will be the question we will all ask ourselves after he wins number 7, and then number 8, and then, well, you know. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here, next year, at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time, and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.